Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Thinking about catering your holiday party this year, or maybe having a catered Christmas dinner? Well, how about hiring Second Harvest Food Bank's catering company, Catering for Good, with proceeds benefiting Second Harvest Culinary Training Program? Now, that is a program that offers the homeless a chance to have a fresh start and a new career. And here to tell us all about it is Greg Higgerson. Greg is the Vice President of Development at Second Harvest Food Bank. Greg, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, I looked at some of the menu items that are available, and it's really spectacular. Tell us about Catering for Good.
Yeah, Catering for Good is a social enterprise that we started several years ago now, and it's a kind of a widespread program where we do catering not only on-site at our 3,000-square-foot meeting facility here at Second Harvest Food Bank, but we also do outside events as well, and holiday parties and those kinds of things. So this year, we have special menu for the holidays for people who may not want to spend time in the kitchen, may want to just enjoy themselves and their families and let us do the cooking instead, and they can come by and pick it up beforehand, and then it's simply a heat-up type of thing, and boy, it's good stuff. We've had some great feedback from people who did this over Thanksgiving, and of course, now we've got the meals available for the Christmas holiday and also for New Year's.
Well, give us a sample. Give us a sample like we're going to eat something over the radio. Give us an idea of what we're talking about.
So our 2,000-square-foot kitchen here is staffed by really great chefs. Chef Jill Holland and a few other folks work on Catering for Good, and they have put together holiday meals involving the entrees. There's a selection of entrees, or you can get them both, sage butter turkey breast and pan gravy with a sort of a secret recipe gravy there, and glazed ham, really, really good stuff. Side items that you can add on to that as well include things like orzo pasta salad, roasted vegetables, mac and cheese, really good stuffing. There's cobblers, there's really all kinds of things. All of the trimmings can come with these meals as well. And then there's a variety of appetizer trays too that are available. And of course, you know, Michael, all of this proceeds goes directly to our culinary training program at Second Harvest Food Bank, which is changing lives every day.
Yes, it is. That's a really interesting program because it's a 16-week program, and anybody can just walk in there and learn how to be not just a cook, but a chef.
Well, almost anybody.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we do a pretty thorough screening process for our applicants and make sure that they're right for working in the culinary field. You know, it's a very, very difficult job. It's physically demanding and so on. But we have people out there in the community who have overcome some real difficulties in their lives, and they've gotten to a point where in order to get to, you know, economic self-sufficiency, they just need some marketable job skills. And so our culinary training program is really designed to make people, you know, trained for the commercial kitchen environment so that they know how to become, at bare minimum, a line cook. And then along the way, of course, we're teaching them life skills that they need to be successful in the workplace. And then finally, at the end of 16 weeks, we place them into jobs with companies that know and love us for the food donations that we get here at Second Harvest. So it really is a wonderful program. It costs them nothing to go through that program. In fact, they have to sacrifice an awful lot to be here for 16 weeks, and in many cases having to find people to look after kids and, you know, just any number of things, that obstacles that they have to get by, and we help them with some of those things. But, you know, they walk out the other end with kind of a new lease on life when it comes to employability. And some of the stories are just really amazing.
Well, you know, you're talking 16 weeks, which is roughly about 4 months of of training, which isn't a lot of time considering, you know, if you go to college and go for these other careers, you can walk out of there with a substantial career.
Absolutely. You know, they, our chefs take them through all of the basic things like knife skills and, you know, kind of the commercial kitchen etiquette, but also all of the food safety that they have to learn, all of the different culinary styles and ethnic cooking and things like that. I had no idea there was something called the mother sauces. You know, there's like seven different sauces that every sauce you've ever had springs from one of those sauces, you know, and so they learn all of those basics when they go through the program. And so when they walk out the door, they are not only highly trained, but they're really highly motivated as well. And, you know, sometimes when people have been knocked down a few times in their lives, that, you know, it's kind of getting them back up on their feet and getting them to believe that they can do this kind of work is really about 90% of the battle. So there is really a lot of kind of esteem building and really good motivational things that go into that program as well.
All right, so how do we set this in motion? How do you become involved in the culinary training program?
There's a couple of ways. The first is just by making a financial gift. It costs people money, it costs us money at the food bank to put people through that program, and that's always appreciated. But if you also want to do it in a way that's going to ease your burden at the holidays, you can do it through our Catering for Good holiday menu, which can be found online at feedhopenow.org. That's our website. And then down at the bottom of that front page, there's a button that says Social Enterprises, and Catering for Good is one of our social enterprises, so you can find the menu by clicking on that button at the bottom of our page.
And do that, because it's really a good menu. Now, let's make sure we understand this. Now, the food that you use for Catering for Good is separate from the food you're collecting throughout the community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, the food that we get from food donors and food companies and from the general public, that goes directly through the food bank out to a network of about 550 other feeding programs that are out there serving the community. And that's all donated food. What we do with Catering for Good is we operate it as a social enterprise. And what we do is we buy all of that food, and it's just like you and I would buy at the supermarket. And we turn those into really great meals for events and parties and banquets and things like that, so that people can have corporate meetings or special occasions and enjoy themselves, not have to do the cooking. We've been at this now for almost 5 years, and the reviews have just been phenomenal. Our chefs do a great job.
And it's not just about the catering and the food. You provide spaces.
We can. Here at Second Harvest Food Bank, we've got a 3,000-square-foot meeting room that has full audiovisual capability and smaller spaces if needed. If you don't have to seat 200 people, if you just have a strategic planning session at your company for 30 people or something like that, we have a nice boardroom that offers the same kind of accommodations. And if you want to order food or lunch or something while you're here, we're absolutely able to take care of that as well. And a lot of times companies will even combine a visit like that with a volunteer activity. So, you know, maybe work a shift for a couple hours out in our warehouse and then come in, enjoy a lunch, and then have a sales meeting or something. We get that quite a bit, and really good feedback on those. It's kind of a feel-good way to go about your day.
And like we were talking, it's not just a corporate catering and not just for the holidays either. You do weddings and things like that, right?
We do. Yeah, we do both off-site and on-site. We've had wedding receptions in our room. We've had remembrance services. We've had a lot of different things in our community room so far. And, you know, it's the feedback, again, is really good. But we also take it off-site, and we've done parties as large as 750 people. So our team is really pretty capable.
All right, so now we're near the holidays. If you just want to do, you know, like we're talking about, a Christmas dinner or a Christmas party, what do we do? How do we get that going?
So the best way to do it is to go to our website, which is feedhopenow.org. Click on the social enterprise button on the bottom. I know that's a lot to remember, but social enterprise, and then click Catering for Good, and you'll see the holiday menu there. There are ordering instructions on that page. There's a phone number for the contact to call and order those meals. The pickup dates are all there. You know, you order them by a certain date and pick them up by a certain date for Christmas and for New Year's, and our staff will love to hear from you.
And you can just do a lunch, right?
You could. Yeah, you absolutely could. We usually have, for these meals that are picked up and ready to go, a minimum of 8 people. But it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. And it's a good way to approach the cooking chore this holiday.
And also you're putting back, because it's not like you're just, you know, getting it from someplace, but you realize what you're doing. Yeah. You're helping a really great organization. Speaking of which, if you wanted to get involved in the culinary training program, how do you do that?
So if you are somebody who is really looking for kind of a new lease on life, maybe you've overcome something and you need some financial stability in your life, you need some marketable job skills, Central Florida is the place to be, because we have no small demand for trained culinary help out there in our resorts and our restaurants and so on. And so if you have had some troubles, you know, either getting employed or staying employed, and you're an adult, you can come to Second Harvest Food Bank and apply through. There's an application process that we go through. We make sure that people have kind of the bare minimum skills that we need to start our training, and that you're a good fit for that kind of career to begin with. And then we do an interview and make sure that you're coming from the right place and you're willing to commit to the program and so on. And if you can, you know, abide by those things and show up every day, we are happy to help you.
So there you go. If you're looking for a career in the food industry, check out Second Harvest Food Bank's culinary training program. You can go to feedhopenow.org to find out. Or if you're just looking to get a party catered, or maybe you don't want to do Christmas dinner, you just want it done for you. Again, you can go to Catering for Good. Also, you can find that at feedhopenow.org. And just remember that every time you hire Catering for Good, the proceeds go to help a really great program, the culinary training program at Second Harvest Food Bank. Well, Greg Higgerson, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Michael, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.